This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, so I guess for full disclosure, the plan was for us to play the Ty Masterson interview at 3 o'clock. We had Phil LaVoe longer than I expected, so we'll move the Ty Masterson to 3:15. I already talked to him earlier today. Yes, sometimes we record things on the show. I will play for you our conversation with Ty Masterson coming up in just a bit. I want to give you, I guess, a couple of my observations, takeaway from what we just heard from Phil LaVoda and Nathan. I promise you we'll get back onto the clock. Maybe it is just him, and I will be very curious to hear how Quentin Lucas plays it when he comes on the show in an hour or so. It was very obvious that Phil LaVoda was on the, I had nothing to do with this, I was not hired yet, it was the guy who had this job before me, it's his fault. I thought that was very, very obvious, which could very much be the case. I mean, Phil LaVoda just took over 8-9 weeks ago. We were way past that point 8-9 weeks ago. You came in at the last minute. So deals have already been done. Conversations have already been had. You're playing behind the eight ball if you're him, and you're trying to have catch up. I mean, that's not who Mark Donovan had been having these conversations with last year. So you're way behind the eight ball in trying to get all of these things done. I would say so much behind the eight ball, it is impossible to make up for it. It would kind of be like if you were trying to get a prize recruit. I remember hearing this story a while ago where this coach talks about he walked into a gym and he went up to another coach and he said, which one is World Wide West? He was trying to recruit Derrick Rose. And the coach looked at him and said, well, if you don't know World Wide West, you have no chance of getting Derrick Rose. If you're going to walk into a billion-dollar negotiation 2 months before it's closed, and the other side has had its ducks in a row and its team, and they've been chipping away at this thing the whole time, you were never going to win that negotiation. So he was always fighting a very losing battle. Now, you guys have heard this publicly. I've heard this publicly. I've heard it privately. No one who was a part of the process speaks about Frank White in a glowing fashion. There is not a single person on the Royals side, on the Chiefs side, on the Jackson County side, on the city legislative side, not a single person that talks about how Frank White helped in this process. Now, maybe I'm saying this because I would consider the mayor to be a friend of mine, a personal friend. I think the amount of arrows that he's taken, I'm not saying he shouldn't take any of the arrows. I'm saying is I feel like right now he's taking 90% of the arrows and Frank White is taking 10% of the arrows. And it probably should be Frank White should be taking 60% and Mayor Lucas should be taking 40% of the arrows. I think Frank doomed this thing from the very, very beginning. And it's already going to be very difficult in Missouri. You got to get a lot of people on board. You got to get the city on board. You got to get the county on board. You got to get the state on board. I feel like the city and the state have been on the same page for the most part. I don't think the county has been on the same page as those other two entities. And if you got to hit a three-leg parlay, you always know it's one leg that can potentially doom your parlay. And I think that Frank White was that one leg. I do believe that. I've heard too much that I can't say and can't say to let you know that. I think that Frank White was a negative in all of this. And I think he played a significant factor on why the teams ultimately moved.
I'm right with you on the blame pie at the top of the county. And I said it yesterday on the show, you know, Mayor Lucas has been upfront about saying, hey, it's part of the office that I hold to take the responsibility. But I think we can all agree that in terms of the current or recent administration, Frank White is more to blame because of what you said. Every single person that's involved in the proceedings comes out and says the same thing. Now, I also think someone that's not getting arrows is the previous number of decades of leadership in Jackson County before Mayor Lucas, before Frank White. This is a relationship that was clearly frayed. And I don't think, you know, props to Mr. Lavoda for coming in here today and at least, you know, talking to the community. I don't think he had a fighting chance at scooping that thing up and fixing it. My biggest takeaway from him in the last couple of segments is I might be more concerned about the state of the Kansas City Royals at this point, Carrington, because from an office that said that they feel kind of played by the Chiefs, his message was also, we're not in negotiations with the Royals yet. So maybe that's because the Royals don't know what they want to do, as he alluded to. But man, I have no more confidence than I did before about the state of the relationship between the county and the Royals.
I do believe this part. I'm not going to say I agree. I do believe this part. I don't believe that the star bonds are as rosy as Kansas has paid it. I also think that it is in Kansas's best interest to always make sure that the Chiefs are happy. And that's what I think the Chiefs are committed to. So maybe there are some flaws in this. And I'm sure, like with most plans, there are pros attached to it. There are cons attached to it. I'm sure the Chiefs have that information and know what the negatives can be. This is not the only stadium in America that has been funded this way. There have been other stadiums that have been funded the exact same way. The Minnesota Vikings Stadium, for example, was funded this way. The Kansas Speedway was funded this way. So this is not some newfangled idea in terms of how to pay for a stadium. I just think the Chiefs took the bird in the hand, and the Kansas deal is a bird in the hand and has a chance to be significantly better than the plan that was communicated through Missouri. And they're also less stressful. That is the part of this that is very, very hard to attach a dollar amount to it. They're just easier to deal with. There's no question in my mind that Kansas is easier to deal with. So yeah, there might be some complications on their side. Hey, maybe the money might be a little bit of funny. Maybe we got to move some things around. I don't know if you guys saw the map that was proposed, and we can talk more about it. Way more of you are going to be paying taxes on this stadium than you thought were going to be paying taxes on this stadium. But at least I can communicate with them. At least everybody is on the same page. At least I like dealing with them. And it doesn't sound to me like the Chiefs wanted to deal with Missouri anymore, or A, didn't trust their leadership in vision in getting a deal done. And in billion-dollar business, man, that stuff matters. Who you're working with, who you're communicating with. You were talking about building a billion-dollar project that stretches from the Legends all the way to Olathe. Man, a lot of people got to be on the same page. A lot of people have to want the exact same thing. I don't know if that was the case in Jackson County. I don't know if that was the case in Missouri. So it seems logical to me why the Chiefs would just be done with it.
And right, what you said at the end there is where I was going to go with that as well, is it's not just the county. It's also the state of Missouri. There's all these voices, all these hands in the pot. The governorship had experienced an administration change in the middle of these negotiations. When Missouri was trying to raise sort of a star bond equivalent, you know, folks, lobbyists, politicians from the other side of the state who had more interest for the other metropolitan areas in the state, they had different opinions. I mean, there's like a half a dozen voices minimum in this thing, whereas they can shoot right to the LCC, right to the governor in Kansas, and maybe the offer's more concrete and it involves more money. Why would you not want to deal with that side of the state line more?
I also think this as well, and I'll give you a little bit of a tidbit. I think you'll hear this with Ty Masterson too. I don't think the Royals are close. Not at all. from what we've heard on this show, what we just heard from Phil Lavoda, what we are about to hear from Ty Masterson, I think you will come to the same conclusion. The Royals are not close to being done. I don't think the Royals have a home. The Chiefs were always going to land fine. The Chiefs had a 4.0 and got a perfect ACT. You were always going to go to college. So you pick where you want to go. You want to go to Harvard, where you want to go. You want to MIT. You were always going to be fine. I don't know if that's going to be the case with the Royals. Now, ultimately, they'll land somewhere. They'll go to college, for sure. They'll go to college. They won't have their pick of it. That is the tone I got from Phil Lavoda. And when you hear how Ty Masterson answers the Chiefs' questions and how he answers the Royals' questions, it will be impossible for you not to come to the same conclusion. The Chiefs were being wooed and pursued. Guys were showing up at their doorstep with flowers and chocolates and candy. They were never going to the prom by themselves. They were always going to go and have a great time. I don't know if anybody's asked the Royals to prom yet. They might be they might be sitting at home playing the PlayStation during this time. We'll play that for you coming up on the other side. If you're wondering who Ty Masterson is, he is the Kansas Senate president. He and I talked earlier today for about 15 minutes. I'll play that for you. Keep it right here. It's 96.5 The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I know this is a first class, first world problem. Reading the disclaimer on those FanDuel ads is one of the five least things that I like about this job. I really love this job. I really do. There aren't many other jobs in the world that I would want to do. That every time I have to do it, it makes me consider quitting. It makes me consider that maybe this just isn't for me anymore.
But see, I don't know, because you so often talk about get help, call the number. You're doing a service to the people, Carrington. 21 and present in Kansas. If you
no, that's not just what it is, though. It's like I got to read you terms and conditions, and I got to read it. Not like it's optional. Like, it's just I don't want to do it. I got to do it, though. Shout out to FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook app. Use the promo code. I got to tell you that. All right. So usually I will play this off as live, but we couldn't really do that with Phil Lavoda. Thanks to him for coming on the show, taking phone calls, staying longer than intended. So earlier today, I got the chance to catch up with Ty Masterson. Ty Masterson is the Kansas Senate president. And our conversation started with what kept him confident in the process. He has been running around, I would say, for a year, confident that the Chiefs were going to move to that side of state line. I asked him, why do he feel so strongly about it?
I think what kept me confident is the bottom line. They're business guys, right? And they're in business, and it's just a better deal. And that got reinforced yesterday. Actually, the one thing that I had in the back of my mind was concerned about was, Lamar, Clark's father's legacy with Arrowhead, and he gave some really, honestly, touching remarks about his father, and how his father was first and foremost all about the fan experience and looking to the future, and said to me, he said his dad would have been thrilled to death with this opportunity. So I kind of saw that all along, thinking that, because it's, for Chiefs Kingdom, it's going to be, whether you're on the Kansas or Missouri side, it's going to be an even better experience, right? With a clean slate, you can have better traffic flow, better tailgating in and out, better seats, and they need a facility that is looking 60 year forward. So I was just confident all along that we could pull it off. I'd say all along. I mean, early on, I was questioning whether we could do it, a year ago, but it became, the more details I knew, the more encouraged I became.
Right now, you were talking to a lot of people that live in the state of Kansas. What do you think makes this a good deal for the people of Kansas?
Oh, a couple things. Well, one, just, 60% of the 60% of the season ticket holders and the boxes are Kansas people. So it's time to come home. And I mean, you think about it, with a clean slate, some of the difficulties that happen over there are the traffic flow in and out. And that's just going to be so much better. Tailgating is going to be better. It's just going to be a better experience. And the growth is good, right? So Kansas is going to win on multiple fronts. The good thing is there's no losers in this deal, because if you're a Chiefs fan, sports fan in general, or shoot, some of the big concerts that'll come, basketball games, you win because of the experience. But if you're not a sports fan, nothing changes for you. No taxes are raised. I mean, your life doesn't change. So there's just winners and non-participants, which is a great place to be.
But this is where I would push back just a little bit here, where you mentioned that there are no losers in this thing. There certainly is a loser in this. Like, the entire demographic of the city is changing. And I think a lot of Chiefs fans would argue that the culture of the team is changing. And I think there is a fear for a lot of people that this stadium is, A, going to price people out, and B, the tailgating and things that people have come to know for generations, that is going to radically change now that the stadium is in a completely new environment.
Oh, there's always fear with change, right? I mean, that's the state of humanity. But if you think about it, the flow, this is number one on Clark Hunt's mind, is the fan experience. And so I can just guarantee you, with the effort they're going to put in, it will be different, right? It'll change. But, it can be changed for the better. I mean, I have a 1965 Oldsmobile in my garage. It's in great shape. I can still drive it, love when I drive it, but it's 1965, right? I mean, my daily driver is a much different car.
Right now, we're talking to Ty Masterson. He is the Kansas Senate president. One thing that I think has really emerged as like a theme in this is just the simplicity of the deal. How much of that do you think was an advantage for Kansas, where the way Clark described it, we had to deal with one entity, where on the Missouri side, we got to deal with Kansas City, Missouri. We got to deal with Jackson County, and we also have to deal with the state. It seems very much like you, Laura Kelly, and her team. It feels like everybody was on the same page. How much do you think that was an advantage in you guys getting this deal done?
Well, I do think it was a significant advantage because, in business, we like surety. Complexity adds problems, and so that was just another layer. And thinking into the future, there was just so much future potential. And honestly, that all came together just like a football team running down the field, right, for the scoring drive. I mean, it takes 11 guys out there doing, each having a very different responsibility, and that's what it looked like for us, right? That drive started in the legislature probably 3 or 4 years ago, making the environment for that to happen. And then, Commerce Department took it down the field to try to get things in. And then, I made the joke yesterday, it was our LCC yesterday just basically did the push over the goal line and to make it all work. But we all had to work together to make that work.
Ty, to keep with the football analogies, a lot of people would consider this a fumble. Do you look at this as a fumble by the state of Missouri that they fumbled the Chiefs?
I would say their fumble certainly gave us opportunity.
Ty, when did you know that this was a reality? Because it has been an idea in theory for quite some time. But there was a point where somebody texted you or you shook somebody's hand and this became a reality, that this is the direction that everybody was going to head. When was that point for you?
Oh, brother, that was touch and go, back and forth. I think we were there, then we were out. if I'm being completely honest, we didn't get that signature inked until the morning of.
There's a lot of people, and you certainly see this in politics, that don't want to give this amount of money to a billionaire. You are giving a professional team, one of the more valuable teams in the National Football League, almost $2 billion to build a stadium. And this is one of the largest amount of sums that any entity has given a professional team.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that. I really don't hear it from a lot because it's really not going to the team. What we are providing for the team is, you know, a place, a facility for them to be able to thrive and grow. And the beauty is it's all based on growth. I didn't have to raise a single tax, didn't have to divert any existing tax money. It's as close to a user fee as you can get. I'd say the analogy would be like, oh, the Kansas Turnpike, right? That's a section of road of infrastructure, and you pay a fee to get on it for the benefit you have of making that trip, and it's real similar. It'd be like, so it's not unsimilar to, it's infrastructure, right? So the millions or the billions on we spend on roads, right, that goes to benefit the people, and this is no different.
Do you think that was also another one of those significant advantages that in order to get this passed, this wasn't going to have to go to a vote, that you can negotiate directly with the team and figure out a way to get this money and not have to jump through the hoops of going through an election?
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, it's just, I mean, simplicity and surety makes business easier to do. And when they fumbled, that certainly got our attention and felt like there might be a real opportunity for us.
If this had gone to a vote, if this idea, this star bond proposal was gone to a vote, are you confident that the people of Kansas would have passed this vote?
I actually am. All the feedback we've had, with rare exception, has been very positive.
Right now, we're talking to Ty Masterson. He is the Kansas Senate president. Talking to him for a couple of more minutes. I saw a graphic from Dave Helling with the Kansas City Star about what areas are going to fall into the area of the star bonds. Do you have more clarity on that, on which parts of Kansas are going to be affected by the star bonds, which part of those are going to pay into this user tax, this user fee that you were mentioning to help fund this project?
Yeah, I mean, there was some proposals in, I mean, there was district boundaries in the proposal. And, I mean, honestly, it's a little bit bigger than I had originally anticipated, but they had me convinced that the result of that is just all pays off earlier. But it'll be the area there, kind of from where the stadium is up in Wyandotte down to Olathe, where the, you know, the practice facility and the headquarters will be, and it'll all have some, you know, connection to those projects. Plus the whole, you know, $1 billion in retail and mixed use development that are going to come around with it.
Ty, do you have any idea what percentage of the metro is going to be affected by that star bond? I mean, that seems like a pretty wide area to go from the Legends out to Olathe. That's a pretty big stretch of the Kansas metro.
It is, but it's a pretty big project too. And the point there is, even in that star bonds district, nobody, it's not like you go down and pay for your groceries or buy a car that there's anything, you're not going to pay a penny different than you would not being in the district, since it's all built on the incremental growth above that.
Right now, we're talking to Ty Masterson here for a couple of more minutes. Let's transition a little bit from the Chiefs to the Royals. I know that the Royals weren't the focus of yesterday, but you guys are certainly still in negotiations with them. Do you think that Kansas is prepared to pay for two professional sports franchises? I mean, giving one team $2 billion, you might have to come up with another billion, maybe billion and a half for another team. That's a substantial amount of money for a state that just doesn't have a lot of large metropolitan areas.
Yeah, both projects, you know, stand on their own and separate from each other. And again, they're both built on the growth. And it's not a liability to any Kansas taxpayer. And no one's going to have to pay a penny more in tax. But they do stand independently on their own. I mean, that one's complicated because, you know, there's some questions of technicalities in the law of, you know, the deadline set by the LCC and the deadline that's in the statute. And so I just don't have a lot of new information on that one because that's a little bit more complex.
How confident are you that Kansas is going to take both of the professional teams? You guys already got the Chiefs. You're going for another one. How confident are you that the Royals are also moving to Kansas?
Well, I still believe they want to come, but it gets, as time runs on, it gets more complex. I'm not where I was with the Chiefs, but it's still possible.
I was just going to ask you that because I didn't really hear much pushback to the Chiefs proposal. There has been, I would say, some significant pushback to the 119th and Nall proposal. Mm-hmm. It seems like the people around that area, they don't seem too fond of the project, where the Chiefs is a lot different. It's going to be in an open space. There's no real neighbors aside of them. It's just a lot of open land. Building this Royal Stadium, at least where the proposed idea is, that's putting it directly inside of a community.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's where some of the complexity lies, right? It's ultimately they have to have something that makes sense and within the time frame. So, you know, we can all believe or want or know that they'd like to be here, but, you know, putting those deals together is a lot more difficult.
Ty, do you think we are reaching a conclusion with the Royals situation?
I do. I mean, yeah. I mean, whether you go with the LCC's timeline or the statute, the clock's ticking for sure.
One side that is a little bit unfortunate is that I don't see people celebrating this as like a win for the region when it ultimately is. We are going to have a Super Bowl at some point. The Final Four is going to be here at some point. Some events that we didn't have access to, we now have access to, that I feel like because of this state line and because of the rivalry between the two states, there is a measure of a winner and a loser when in the end, all of us are winners with this proposal.
100%. I mean, it's the whole winner-loser thing is kind of parochial and emotional. In the end, the region, both Missouri and Kansas, are going to be better off for this.
That is Ty Masterson. He is the Kansas Senate President joining us on the show today. Ty, as a Missourian, I am disappointed, but I got to say good work. You never wavered. You were confident this entire time that you guys were going to get the teams, and ultimately you were right.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. Have a great week.
That was Ty Masterson. He is the Kansas Senate President. He joined us earlier today on the show. I wanted to play that for you. I want to go through this because we have talked about the Super Bowl like it is some foregone conclusion, and I guess I don't think people understand that it is a foregone conclusion and how quickly we are going to get the Super Bowl. If we are following the Chiefs' timeline, which is 2031, I think it is safe to estimate that Kansas City will get the Super Bowl at some point in the next decade. So I looked this up because we were genuinely curious. So out of the last 15 years, stadiums that have been built, Detroit built their stadium in 2002. They got the Super Bowl in 2006. Las Vegas built their stadium in 2020. They got their Super Bowl in 2024. SoFi got their stadium completed in 2020. They got the Super Bowl in 22. Atlanta got their Super Bowl 2 years afterwards. U.S. Bank, that's where Minneapolis is. That's where their stadium is, the Viking Stadium. The stadium was completed in 2016. They got the Super Bowl in 2018. San Francisco, they are now hosting their second Super Bowl in that venue. Their stadium was completed in 2014. They got the Super Bowl in 2016. They also hosted this year. MetLife, they finished their stadium in 2010. They got the Super Bowl in 2014. I am not here telling you that Kansas City is going to get multiple Super Bowls. We are not. We are not San Francisco. We are not Atlanta. We are not Las Vegas or Los Angeles. Those are destinations, new stadium, touristy destination, warm weather places, places that people would travel to in late January and February. They are certainly going to get multiple. Kansas City will absolutely get one Super Bowl. And that's a really, really big deal to get to host one of these things. So it is not talking about it like it's some pipe dream. It is a foregone conclusion now, I would say. If Detroit got a Super Bowl, which is certainly not a destination in late January and early February, if Minnesota got one, we believe that Tennessee is going to get a Super Bowl. Jacksonville has gotten one when they built a new stadium. This is kind of what the NFL does. If you build a new stadium and you build the infrastructure, we are going to give you your own stadium or your own Super Bowl. So I think we were talking about like is a foregone conclusion. The question now is how quickly are the Chiefs going to get the Super Bowl? And based off this timeline of the last 15, 20 years or so, I would say in the first 4 years of the new stadium, the Chiefs are going to be the host of a Super Bowl.
I think that's really safe to say, and I know everyone's saying it's not a foregone conclusion. Just look at the history of what that means. And, you know, you listed off the names, and pretty much everyone to build a stadium in the last 15 years had that Super Bowl within two seasons of opening the doors. The problem is, as you just mentioned, there's a new stadium in the league every couple of years. There's a new stadium set to open now each of the next six seasons in the NFL. And that's not even taking into account Chicago or Denver, who's trying to open a new stadium. You've got Buffalo next year, Tennessee the year after that. They're going to put a rolling roof over Jacksonville Stadium in 2028. Then you got Cleveland. Then you got Washington. And now you have Kansas City in 2031. So the only reason I have to believe that wouldn't be within 2 years would be just because there's going to be a backlog of teams that got new stadiums and now want that event. Now, why is it significant whether it's in 2 years or 4 years after opening? Well, because the question is Patrick Mahomes still on this team when that Super Bowl happens? Because everyone wants to know the possibility of that. That would be you know, that would take it to a whole nother level. But you're right. I think it is a done deal. That's not reporting. I think it's safe to say that there will be a Super Bowl in Kansas City in the 2 to 5 years after that place opens.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, someone asked the question, when did Dallas get their new stadium built? So Dallas got their new stadium in May of 2009, trying to find out when the Cowboys hosted the Super Bowl here. I mean, I know they have.
It was
have,
the one with the Packers and the Steelers. It would have been a year or two later.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out when it was. But yeah, their stadium was done in 2009, and they got the Super Bowl in 2011. Mm. So yeah, very, very quickly after building the stadium, you kind of cut the line when it comes to the NFL. They're always going to go back to Miami. They're always going to go back to New Orleans or Las Vegas or Los Angeles. Like, those teams or those cities are in the Super Bowl rotation. But if you build a new stadium, you get to cut the line. Now, I don't think the Super Bowl is going to Buffalo anytime soon, but I would say just about every other stadium that's new and built, you are going to go to the front of the line to get a stadium. So yeah, at some point in 2033 or 2034, Kansas City is going to be the host of the Super Bowl, and it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, I will say, though, I don't mean that every one of those stadiums will get a Super Bowl, but there's more new stadiums opening now than there normally is, right? So, like, I do think Nashville is getting a Super Bowl shortly after they open their stadium.
Nashville is definitely getting a Super Bowl.
I do think they're putting one in Jacksonville once that rolling roof goes over it. I do think once we figure out in Chicago where that new stadium's going, if there's a dome over it, they're getting a Super Bowl. Now, you're right. There are the warm weather cities in the South and in the West that are in the rotation. It's not going to be just a new stadium every year. I'm just saying that's the only reason why it wouldn't happen in that year or two like it has been recently. It's going to happen in the first half decade after they open.
Did you get the same vibe listening to Ty Masterson that I did? Is there was always a measure of confidence that was spoken about the Chiefs. I don't really hear it when it came to the Royals. I think that Kansas kind of treated it this way. Their dream school was the Chiefs, and their fallback option was the Royals. They had too much money, and there's too much land in Kansas. They were going to leave with something. If the door was going to be open because of the failed vote in April of 2024, then they were going to leave with something. We got $2 billion. One of you two teams is going to take the $2 billion. We now know the answer to that question. The Chiefs ended up taking the money. I think they would obviously take the Royals, but I mean, this is guy, he was pounding the drum for 18 months when it came to the Chiefs. We're going to get them. We're going to get them. We ask him about the Royals. It's like, I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. It's a lot more complications. I don't think the Royals have a set destination in Kansas. I think they've bought the land on 119th and all, and that is a possibility of where they want to go. I think behind the scenes, they are running into a lot of challenges, which make that location very, very difficult for them. I think that's all the Royals have run into for basically the last almost 2 years. They've run into challenges. They ran into challenges in the Crossroad. They ran into challenges when it came to the East Village. I don't think the Clay County proposal is maybe as solid as some people think that it is. There's been opposition on 119th and all. I think that the Royals kind of thought this was going to be a lot easier solution for them than it ends up being, but they are just not, they are not the belle of the ball the way that the Chiefs are.
Absolutely, they're not. We've talked so much about, and you know, Mark Donovan does a lot of it behind the scenes, but the international growth this team has experienced. I mean, they did a whole episode in the Kingdom about Lamar's vision for that, but also the guys who play on the team. One is dating Taylor Swift. One is considered one of the best athletes in North American sports, if not in the world, and the team's had a lot of success recently. This brand is blown up. So, of course, they're the bell of the ball compared to a Royals team that had done nothing prior to a couple of years ago for the better part of a decade since their World Series championship. It does seem like the first site or the first county that falls in love with the Royals, like Kansas did with the Chiefs, it seems like that's where they'll end up. But they seem like a free agent as of right now.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we are expected to be joined by the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Keep it right here. It's The Drive. All right, I want to read two things to you guys.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And we are expected to be joined by the mayor of Kansas City coming up at the top of the hour. The first thing I want to read to you is from my dear friend Hartzell. Now, a lot of you think that Hartzell and Casey Tennant are the reason that the teams have moved across state lines. Now, I think Hartzell is an incredible person. I love Hartzell. I consider Hartzell a friend. I wouldn't give Hartzell that much power in thinking that he played that big of a factor in a billion-dollar shift in our economy. I don't think he's that important in the grand scheme of things, and I think Hartzell would agree. Hartzell is my guy. But I told you guys, 2-6, it ain't ever personal. I want to read to you guys his most recent tweet about all of this, and this is what it says. Oligarchs thrive off the exploitation of the working class. They steal the fruits of our label. They weaponize nostalgia to suppress our solidarity. They'll hold our moments hostage in search of a handout. It's a sick grift, and billionaire bootlicking is bipartisan. Pathetic. Hey, man, I would just opt out of this conversation if I was you. I just would opt out of it, you know? I would move on. That's what I would do. I don't think this helps you. Maybe I should have told you this privately, and I got your phone number and call, and maybe that's how you feel. Now, you might be right in that. It came up on my timeline, and I was just thinking. I was like, man, I don't know if I would keep tweeting about this if I was you. It just doesn't seem like a winning proposition. I would just leave it alone. You might even be right. I would leave it alone. I wouldn't comment on this. That's free advice I'm giving out today on the drive. That's what I'm in the business of doing. So I want to read this to you. This is from Joe Pompiliano. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. I'm actually going to work on getting this guy on the show. I think that's how I pronounce his name correctly. I want to read this to you. This is no hate. This is me just reading it to you. This is what he said. After reading through the 33-page term sheet for the Chiefs' new stadium in Kansas, it is one of the most lopsided stadium deals in NFL history. Kansas is essentially giving the Chiefs $3 billion in funding, yet getting virtually nothing in return. The Chiefs get to keep 100% of the revenue from all stadium activities, ticket sales, concessions, sportsmanship, naming rights, personal seat licenses, and more. This applies to NFL games and every other event that could happen inside the stadium. Kansas will own the stadium, with the Chiefs paying $7 million in rent annually, but that $7 million does not directly go back to the state. It goes into an account that the Chiefs can use for renovations, repairs, and operational expenses. That means the Chiefs can use their own rent to pay people, essentially. I mean, I think we all knew that Kansas was going to have to give a substantial amount. That is a lot. That's a lot. They gave up a lot to get the Kansas City Chiefs. So on one side, I completely get it. Hey, you had one shot and you were willing to do whatever it takes to put yourself in a position to get the teams. No question about it. It costs you a whole lot to be able to do it. And also on the other side, I don't know how you turn that deal down if you're a business. Think about this if you are a business person. You get to keep 100% of the revenue that you generate. You never have to give that money back to the state. You have to pay the state $7 million, but you get to control how you spend the $7 million. I mean, this is a no-risk situation for the Chiefs at all. And all the Chiefs have to do is guarantee that they'll be there for at least 30 years. And then after that, I was reading more about this during the commercial break. So after the first 30 years of the deal, it then turns into 6 5-year lease options for the Chiefs. So you could just sign up for another and another and another, ultimately up to a 60-year they have to stay in the state of Kansas. So this is not a short-term deal by any means. I mean, the Chiefs will at least be there for 30 years. They will at least be there from 2031 till 2061, but they are going to make so much money in the state of Kansas and not really cost themselves anything. They get to keep all the profits. They get to use the money that they pay out to pay for certain things, use that for investments. They're also going to take some of our money, personal seat licenses, and use it to pay for things. I mean, they are about to print money over there in the state of Kansas. Absolutely.
I just, and to go back to the blame pie that we've been handing out, I think Jackson County voters have the smallest portion of that blame that anyone holds. But I guess I was here last April. You were here last April. We were reading the text line, which is now upset with the billionaire owners. And we can have the conversation aside about what a billionaire could and should do. We knew what it meant if that vote failed. We knew that as Jackson County residents. We knew that if the vote failed, the teams would be free agents. And we know that the Kansas City Chiefs are a very, very attractive free agent. When guys like Ohtani and Soto, they hit free agency, we know the state of Kansas will line up to pay them whatever they want. And that's what the Chiefs are. Now, the Royals, they don't have the same sort of bidders, I suppose, and we'll see where they line up. Neither Lavota nor Masterson expressed confidence that this deal is going to get done imminently. Like, what about the surprises? Anybody on the text line? Anyone?
I mean, I don't think it's a surprise. And someone on the text line says, C-Dot, the finer things in life cost a lot. Just spend the money. No question about it. I guess this is the thing. From a financial standpoint, I think it is hard to argue that this is a good deal for Kansas. I think it is a phenomenal deal for the Chiefs. I think it's hard to wrap your mind around this is a great financial deal for the state of Kansas. But I don't know if there is a cost to being able to walk around and say, we are the home of the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's what they are willing to pay. You are giving the team the land. They get to keep 100% of the profits, and the money that they do pay you for the rent for the stadium that you own, they then get to turn that money around and then use it how they want to do it. You gave up almost every single negotiation point for the ability to have that press conference like you had yesterday. We own the Chiefs. And you will get other things, obviously, that come from the deal. People will stay in hotels. People will eat over there.
It
will be the biggest tourist destination that you have for the state. But it definitely comes at a cost. And we are starting to find out more and more what we read, what that cost ended up being for the state of Kansas. We'll talk more about it after we get done talking to Mayor Quint Lucas. That map that they have of the star bonds, all they've done is just transfer the tax. The same tax that people were complaining and saying, we don't want to pay for billionaire stadiums and we don't want to subsidize their playgrounds. They have just shifted the tax is what they've done. They've turned the tax over. Now, if you live in Wyandotte County and Johnson County, you now have the tax that people voted against in the state of Missouri. We can talk more about this coming up on the other side. We are expected to have the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas, call into the show. You guys were asking all day yesterday for him to call into the show. He is calling into it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.